Hi, this is Pat Fraley with a brief lesson on a critical issue that has to do with recording and performance. First, let me share with you a concept, or better, a mindset, which holds me in good stead. As a voiceover performer, I consider myself an overpaid, glorified sound effect. I'm not any more important to many audio projects, certainly to radio commercials, than the music, sound effect, or sound processing. Sound a little hard on the ego? Well, let me give you an example. Say I lay down this track. Captain, running short of oxygen. Gonna sign off now. Just keep digging, Cappy. Now, sure, I've done my best to deliver the performance, which is central to the scene. But who's the real star here? Let's load on the effects. First, how about the echo, which places the character in something like a cave, right? Captain, running short of oxygen. Gonna sign off now. Just keep digging, Cappy. Now the processing of the character communication device, which tells the listening audience that the message is being heard not in the cave, but say back at headquarters. Captain, running short of oxygen. Gonna sign off now. Just keep digging, Cappy. Now the music, which adds the needful drama to the scene. Captain, running short of oxygen. Gonna sign off now. Just keep digging, Cappy. Now who's the star here? Seems like an ensemble effort. Now here's the big question. How do you know how to guide your performance when you haven't heard the end result? So let's say on the top of that brief script, it says in a cave, communicating back to headquarters, and dramatic music. Here's a question. Knowing those things, could you guide yourself into the performance for the best end result? Well, let me ask you three questions. Knowing it's in a cave, would you have known that people speak quieter in an environment with an echo? Would you have known that when your voice is to be processed to come over a communication device like a telephone or a walkie-talkie, that it's important to speak with full tone rather than dry or whispery tones? Do you know that when processed,
whispery tones aren't very clear and lack the fidelity over most communication devices?
And finally, would you have backed off the drama or sadness in your performance, knowing that the music would supply the necessary pathos and drama to the scene? How did I know to make all the adjustments? Because I've been at it for 35 years, and I made all the mistakes along the way. Mistakes that you don't have to make. Here's our problem as performers. We are seldom afforded the knowledge of the music, effects, and processing, which will be your partners up the road on the mastered track. I can tell you that in all my time performing, I probably had effects shared at the time of my recording about maybe a dozen times, if that. So here's what I suggest. Play around with mixing in effects and music and doing processing so you have a better idea what you're up against. You can download free music, free sound effects, and get a simple processing package via the internet to do this. Let me give you another simple example. Say I'm in a scene in a howling gale on a mountain. I know that I'm to overcome the wind in communicating. Say I speak about this loud. Can you hear me? Now, when I've left the studio and the engineer slaps the wind effect on, he can only crank up the volume to the gale about this much so we can hear my line. Say I speak about this loud. Can you hear me? This makes our gale-forced wind sound more like static than howling wind. So, if I recorded my track louder like this, hello, can you hear me? Then, when I've mixed it with the wind, both of us read correctly. It all boils down to practicing with your partners, sound effects, music, and sound processing. Thanks for listening. Ow! That hurt! How did I know how bad it hurt? Practice!